You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores. Whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques, this is where we talk about how to have a good and successful e-commerce experience. Today, we are speaking with Steve Woda, once again, president and CEO of YouKnow, who was formerly the founder, chairman, and senior vice president of product strategy and growth at BuySafe, a leading e-commerce safety company now partially owned by Symantec, previously VeriSign, and The Hartford. With an MBA in entrepreneurship and operations and information management from the Wharton School, he brings 15 years of internet security, e-commerce, big data, analytics, and entrepreneurial experience to the YouKnow team. Steve, certainly a privilege to have you back with us here on e-commerce radio.
Thank you. I appreciate you having us.
You're more than welcome. You know, I interviewed you back in November of 2012. Certainly time flies when you're having fun. Give us an update on you and your company, YouKnow.com.
Sure, love to. Well, we've done a lot of things since we last talked. The company, YouKnow.com, has been growing like heck. We have over 36,000 subscribers now using the service, consumers. We power the family safety products for folks like Comcast, a number of identity theft companies, and some other folks where we power their underlying technology. And so it's been a good 2 years for us so far.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, can you elaborate on your products, YouKnow Connect and YouKnow ID, briefly, if you would?
Sure. Yep. So there's actually three products that we have. It all starts with YouKnow Connect. And YouKnow Connect is our underlying technology platform and operational platform that allows us and enables us to power family safety or digital family safety solutions for both our own brands, YouKnow ID and YouKnow Connect, and for other folks. And I mentioned a couple of those companies a minute ago. So YouKnow Connect is really the underlying secret sauce that makes all of it work. And then we have two consumer brands ourselves, which one is called YouKnow Kids. And YouKnow Kids is, if you're a parent, you know that parenting is hard. Digital parenting is harder. And YouKnow Kids is focused on making digital parenting easier and simpler for parents and keeping them safe at the same time. We like to call it a parental intelligence solution. And then finally, YouKnow ID. And YouKnow ID is simply social identity protection. We like to think of it as LifeLock for your social world. You know, we think that, you know, similar to the way people want to be notified when their credit has been compromised or their social security number has been compromised, we also think it's important and people want to know if their social networks or their digital identity has been compromised. And so that's what YouKnow ID is all about.
Good stuff. Now, you successfully raised $2.5 million of a $3 million Series A capital raise. As CEO, what is one piece of advice you would give to listeners who are about to go through this process?
Well, and that's, you know, in this company, that's how much we've raised, about almost $3 million. In my last company, I was part of a senior team that raised over $30 million. And so having raised money from strategic investors, venture capital investors, angel investors of all stripes, I think the one thing that's crucially important, and certainly we've proven that in numerous times, is you need to always be, as a CEO especially, out raising capital. And what I mean by that is, you know, it's sometimes nice when you finish off a capital raise and you can kind of get back to running the business, which is what we all want to do. But the reality is there's always going to be a need for capital at some point in time, and you want to be grooming investors, so to speak, keeping them up to date, getting them in the loop, getting them aware of what it is you're doing 24/7. And I think that goes, that's the biggest piece of advice I would have for entrepreneurs is, you're always capital raising, you're always fundraising, you're always selling. And, And it's crucially important for startups.
And we'll certainly take off and run with that advice today. We are with Steve Woda, President and CEO of YouKnow, that helps you protect and manage your social network identity, here on eCommerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Are you planning on going through a Series B, and what will you do differently for this round?
Great question. We're constantly thinking about how to manage our financials. I think for us, we're at a really interesting point in the business. We now understand the product market fit, meaning we've iterated to the point now where we really know what parents and digital families are looking for and will pay for. We acquire customers now for less than $20. Cost to acquire our lifetime value of customers over $150. So we really think it's a great time for us to be investing in growth. And so we do plan on in doing that. And we're doing two things. Number one is we're looking to raise an institutional round. But at the same time, we're also opportunistically looking at opportunities on the M&A front, because we haven't raised a lot of capital, and at the end of the day, my job is to make sure investors make a whole bunch of money. And so if now's the right time, terrific. If not, we'll raise more capital and we'll invest in growth, which is what we think we're well positioned to do for 2015.
Since content marketing plays such a large part of your customer acquisition and engagement strategy, how have you used it in your business plan?
Yeah, content marketing is really important for us, and for a couple of reasons. Number one, what we've learned is that individuals, consumers, really aren't that aware. They have a general sense that there are risks and privacy issues and security challenges that they have to confront in our new digital world, but they don't have a high awareness of what those things are. So in other words, they have this great sense of need, but there's a big knowledge gap. And so we think content marketing, the effort to create educational, valuable content for consumers is a huge part of what we do, just because we think it's valuable. We think people really need it. The average parent, for example, with our parental intelligence solution, doesn't know the difference between Snapchat, Yik Yak, WhatsApp, I could go on and on, Vine, et cetera, but they generally have heard of these things. So educating them is one way to help them keep their kids safe online, help them make their digital lives easier as digital parents. So that's part number one, is we just think it's valuable. But number two is, at the end of the day, we need to be there for a consumer at that golden moment, the time when they absolutely need us. When the child says, for example, with parental intelligence, "Hey, mommy, can I get on Facebook? Dad, can I get that Android phone? Can I get the new Xbox?" And we like to call that the golden moment. And there's lots of them in a family's life, as you know. There are lots of golden moments, but we need to be there. And so the best way for us to drive our business is to capture parents' attention when they're interested and they're looking for answers. And that way we're top of mind when that golden moment happens. And so content marketing is really the strategy that allows us to get them in our family, so to speak, get them in a lead nurturing campaign with us, educate them, keep them in the loop, and then eventually that golden moment happens and they're sitting there and they're ready to sign up and actually pay us money, which is what all businesses obviously want to do, is to actually make money from the customer in the long run. So,
you bet. And lastly, are your products just for families with kids, or is there more?
Yeah, good question. I think we started out early on with the idea that we could protect teens and tweens from the new digital challenges, social and mobile kids from these new digital challenges, whether that be sexting or cyberbullying or online predators. And we did that because, frankly, we had a family child in our family who fell victim to an online predator. And so that was really our inspiration for starting the business. But as we dug into it and we really started to look at the market, what we started to realize was that all of us, whether you have kids or not, and people of all stripes and ages, we all face new digital challenges. For an adult like myself, there's things like social account takeovers. Somebody could hack my Facebook account, take it over, and post embarrassing content. Or they could post malware or viruses on my and share it with all of my network. I'm sure all of us have seen or received an email from somebody where we knew that they had been hacked. And that happens all the time. Somebody could spoof your profile online, or they could post embarrassing pictures of you from when you were a teenager or in college at that terrible cake party you were at, or that fun cake party, however you want to think about it. But the reality is those things are all challenges that didn't exist 10 years ago, and we have to manage our digital footprint. And so we think that, our social identity protection solutions and our own consumer brand, UnoID, are perfectly suited to help everybody, address, the digital challenges that they have in this new day and age.
Well, before you go, if you would, how about sharing with our listeners what they can expect by visiting uno.com?
Great. Well, if you're a parent, I'd actually suggest you go to unokids.com. You can go to uno.com and learn about us and our business. But for parents, I want you to go directly to unokids.com. And for those companies that are out there who are thinking about what ways in which they can help their stakeholders, whether they be their customers, their students, whoever the stakeholders are in that organization, if they think they have digital challenges and they'd like to be able to provide a solution, they can just simply go to uno.com and we'll help them get set up so that we can power some solutions for them. Pretty simple.
Well, Mr. Woda, certainly has been our pleasure to have had you once again here on EPN and e-commerce radio.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric.
You're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Steve Woda, President and CEO of Uno, that powers digital family protection apps and services for enterprises, including social identity protection, family locator, and parental intelligence products. And once again, the website of reference is uno.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.